Epilogue. They were all gathered there, for Catibri had promised them the name of the child. Brunner and his queens Tannabriches and Malabriches, Regis and Donala, Wolfgar, Penelope Harple, Athrogate, Jarlaxle, and Zacnaphane, and Artemis and Trary. Even Guinevar was there, for Entreri had thought it fitting to bring the panther forth for this event. And Thibbledorf Puente, fast recovering from his ordeal, alive once more, hungry for mutton and thirsty for beer, ready to serve his beloved King Brunner. He kept glancing at Entreri, tossing him a nod and hoisting his flagon. Entreri had carried him all the way to this very room, where the clerics of Gontalgrim had found enough remaining magic to bring his ravaged body through the ordeal of shrugging off his vampiric curse. So much had been cleansed or healed, or contained. The magic of the host tower had arrived finally, the primordial caught fast once more, and they had even managed to reopen the portals to Luskin and Longsaddle, and now those to the Silver Marches and the other dwarven strongholds. Indeed, Queen Dagnabet Waybeard of Mithril Hall sat beside Brunner. Her army was out in the Grand Entry Hall now, finishing the cleansing beside the ferocious dwarves of Clan Battlehammer and the determined halflings of Bleeding Vines. The armies of Citadel Adbar and Citadel Felbar awaited a call should they be needed, but no one expected that they would. Not now. The drow were gone, the demons destroyed or dispersed. Finally, the door to the private chamber opened, and Catibri entered, carrying her daughter. The priestess Copetta beside her, as she had been the 3 days since the child had come into the world. The baby's eyes were more open now, and as Penny had said, she had her father's eyes, somewhat. They were purple, yes, but not the light lavender of Drizzt's eyes. They were purple, as rich and deep as Catibri's blue eyes, so striking against her skin, which carried the hue of a pink rose at twilight. And peeking out below her somewhat startling shock of reddish hair, so much like her mother's thick auburn mane. Drizzt and I spoke of this for a long while, soon after we learned I was with child, Catibri told them, her voice somewhat shaky but holding strong. We knew from the beginning that this child belonged to more than we two parents, that she was a child born into love, from many who would help us make sure that her life was blessed.
I'll harden her head, Puente promised, and all laughed.
She was conceived in love, and in the spirit of tolerance and trust, Catibri went on. It could not have been. None of this could have been. Had not her grandfather looked past the color of my beloved Drizzt skin, and looked instead to the man he was, she turned to Wolfgar. You would not be here if not for that same generous spirit and belief in the goodness of all.
That's something Brunner will never admit, Wolfgar agreed.
All eyes went to the dwarf king, who was blushing fiercely, tears welling in his eyes. And so, in the spirit of what blessed us, and in the hopes of what might come, 4 names did we pick. 2 if it was a boy, and 2 if she was a girl. First, I tell you my own name. It was not always Catibri.
You were given a different name in your rebirth from Mialiki's garden, Wolfgar remarked.
Catibri shook her head. That is true, but I speak of my first name. My name as a child before I came to be the daughter of Brunner Battlehammer. That brought curious looks, particularly from Wolfgar, but Regis smiled knowingly and Brunner could only nod. Cataline, Catibri went on, though I know not my first surname, it was changed to Catty, and the name Brienne added.
Brienne, or Brienelle, is the woman's version of Brunner,
Dagnabet explained, for a certain dwarf king was not able to speak at that moment. Catibri, Catibri said. And so I give to you, my dearest friends, Brienelle. They started to cheer. but Catti Bree stopped them short with an upraised hand. Brienne, in the spirit of that which blessed us, and Zaharina, in the hopes of what might be. Zacnafane nearly fell off his chair. Zaharina is the feminine of Zacnafane, Jarlaxle explained. Breezara, then.
Breezy,
Thibbledorf Puente shouted. They all cheered, or started to, but then the other door to the room burst open and a man rushed in. All in the room recognized the robes of a master of St. Solar's and the Monastery of the Yellow Rose, and recognized even more the man wearing them. The lavender-eyed, white-haired drow ranger wearing them.